Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sagt das Kedushin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Tess. Mishi Yashlai, stay Kite Bonis, Mishtei Nash. This person, Kite means a group. Kita Aleph, Kita Beis. Well, he has two groups of daughters and two wives. He married one wife, let's say. Then they got divorced, so she passed away. He married another wife, and now he has another group of daughters. Obviously, the first group of daughters are older than the second group of daughters. Now, the Amar, he says like this, Kidashti es biti hagadol. I accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my older daughter. But I'm not sure exactly what that means. Any day in Gedoyla Shebegdoylois, I'm not sure. Some say it means he doesn't remember. Originally he did know. Some say that it was never clear to start with. Either way, we have a suffix over here. Does it mean the oldest of the older group of daughters? Or Gedoyla Shebegtanis? Or maybe it means the oldest daughter of the younger group from the second marriage? Or Kitana Shebegdoylois? Maybe it's the youngest daughter of the first group. She gedoyla menagdoyla shebektanis. She can also be called gedoyla because she is older than the oldest of the second group. Zakta Mishnah, kula nasurais. In regard to all these daughters, that it could be it meant them, none of them can get married without a get. And none of them can marry this person without a get. Do you know why? Because in case it was their sister that he was Mekadesh, you can't marry your wife's sister. The only daughter that's free and clear here is Chutz Min Haktana Shebektanis, the youngest daughter of the younger group. There's no conceivable way to say she's called Gedoyla, because she's the youngest of the youngest group. Divrei Rabbi Meir, as I held Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yaisi says, Kula Mitaris, everyone is Mutar. The only one that's not mutter is the one that's clearly the gedoyla, the oldest daughter of the older group. He says he doesn't know what he meant. How do we know what he meant? Zokter b'yaisi, a person doesn't put himself into a matzav of safek. Not with a serious decision like this. Lemaisa was the father's decision to accept the kiddushin. If we're working with the term gedoyla, it has to be clear-cut gedoyla. And that's the oldest of the older group. That's probably what was meant over here with the Kiddush. Now we have the same machloikis, but the other way around. Same person, he has two groups of daughters, or a different person with two groups of daughters, says like this, Kidashti es biti. I was makabel Kiddushin for my daughter, Hakitana, my younger daughter. Veni idea im Kitana Shebektana. So again over here, there's a shaila, what the suffix is. Is the suffix that it was never clarified? Or he did at one point, but he doesn't remember. Either way, for any day, I don't know im ktana shebektanis. I don't know if we're talking about the youngest daughter of the younger group, a ktana shebegdailis. Maybe we're talking about the youngest daughter of the older group, or gedoyla shebektanis, or the oldest daughter of the younger group. She ktana mina ktana shebegdailis. In a way, she's also ktana because she's younger than the youngest daughter of the older group. So the first sheet holds Kulin Asurais. All of these daughters are Asur, Chutz Min Hagdoyla Shebegdoyles, because it for sure can't mean her. She's not Ketana. However, you're going to try to understand this. Divrei Reb Meir Zeh Halt Reb Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi Yomer, Hitter Rabbi Yaisi says, no one goes into a suffix over here. This Kedushin was not accepted in a way that there should be a suffix episode. With a Drea can teach it on, that this is also Ketana. If it was for Ketana, so Kulan Mitaris, everyone is Mutter, Chutz Min, the most Pashit Pshat in Ketana, HaKetana Shebektanis, except for the youngest daughter of the younger group. So basically it's the same Machloikis. Why do we have to have it in regard to the suffix about the Gedoyla as well as the suffix about the Ketana? Zokta Batinun, if we only had the case of Kidashti as a Gedoyla, I would have said maybe that's where a mayor says, nah. Could be he meant the younger ones also, that are also in a way Gedoyla, because after all, people like to be called Gedoyla. So it could be really he was referring, Ichveis, to the youngest of the first group. But he calls her Gedoyla, because Lamaisa, she is Gedoyla compared to those in the second group, and people like to be called Gedoyla, right? You compliment your little brother, little sister, you say, aye, such a big boy, such a big girl. But in the case of Kitana, maybe Renee would be my Rabbi Yaisi. Now, if he said Kitana, he meant really Kitana. Gedolei could have said as covet. But if he says Kitana, look, if you could have somehow figured out that this is called Gedolei, you wouldn't have used the term Kitana. Had we only had the case of Kitana, we would have said, here's what Rabbi Yaisi says. No, if he says Kitana, it means the Kitana Shebektanis. But if he said Gedolei, then maybe he's my Rabbi. That Gedolei is not necessarily the oldest of the oldest. It could be one of the younger ones, but just using the term of Gedolei as a covet. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us both in the case of he doesn't know what Gedolei is, and in the case of he doesn't know what Kitana is, that both Remeir and Rabbi Yaisi still maintain their shitas. In the first case, the Chiddush being, even here, Rabbi Yaisi says, I don't think he used the term Gedolei just as a matter of kavod. If it's Gedolei, it's only the Gedolei Shebegedolei. And in the case of Kitana, where he says, I don't know what Kitana means, that even here, Reb Meir says, but although there's no covet to use the term Kitana, if it's not 100% clear, we don't know. Anyone that could be called Kitana is in the range of the Suffolk.